Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Dalad Ador, 16th of February, Harav Yoel Aberman Shlita, the Haftorah of Parshas Zochor.
Morning, everyone. As we are approaching this week is Shabbos Zochor, Mitzvah Hashem. And as we all know, very interesting story which took place, which this is this week's Haftorah to Parshas Zochor. So we'd like to discuss, go through the Haftorah. It's Kedai, if somebody has a Chumash together inside, so we can see the Pesukim together. It would be amazing how to, what happened over here, what took place. So let's start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel HaNovi has the Nevuah. And his nevuah is given over. He goes over to Shaul HaMelech, and he tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now appoints you to be the king of Klal Yisrael, the first king from Klal Yisrael, Shaul HaMelech. And he tells him the following nevuah: Koyom Hashem Tzvokus, Pokadati es Asha Osa Amalek LeYisrael. I remember what Amalek had done to Klal Yisrael when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. So Ato I've got a tzivui, Lech VeYikiso es Amalek. Go and wipe out Amalek. And kill out all the people, whether it's male, female, older people, younger children, and all the animals as well. So that's the first thing we have to understand. Mitzvahs mechias Amalek, does that include killing the animals of Amalek? Don't find in the Torah, it says anywhere in the Torah, Mitzvah Timcha Zecher Amalek. Pashut means all the population of Amalek, of the animals. Well, we don't find anywhere Zechir to kill the animals which belong to Amalek. So Bam says that Rashi and Shmuel says, it's very interesting. Rashi says that, you're right, there's no Chiv to kill the animals of Amalek. But Rashi says that here was an extra tzivui, because they used to do Kishuv, the Goyim, the Amalekim, in the times of Agog, they did Kishuv. They managed to get dressed up to look like animals. Like this, they would pretend that were animals, so they wouldn't kill them. But Kadosh Baruch Hu knew the tricks, knew the chokmos they were trying to play there. So that's why I told them to kill the animals, because I know that all the animals, the bats and the human beings, the people, which is just as kishuv, they made themselves into animals. That's what Rashi says in Shmuel. However, Rashi ala Torah and Parshas Ki Tse, Rashi on the Pasuk where he says, Timcha Zecher Amalek, says Rashi, what does it mean, Timcha Zecher Amalek should wipe out? You shouldn't be able to remember Amalek. Says Rashi, me ish ad isha, oila dyonik, he brings our posuk. Says Rashi, shloyei shem Amalek nizka. There shouldn't be a remembrance of the name of Amalek. Afilal abehema, loyma abehema zu mishal Amalek koisa. Even from the animals, there shouldn't be a zecha. It's mashal from Rashi. It's part of the tzivui of killing Amalek is to kill the animals as well. And he's bringing a raya from the story which happened by Shaul HaMelech, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNevuah that he should kill the animals. That's part of the tzivui. The tzivui of Mechias Amalek learns Rashi, a big chiddush, that it's included to kill the animals of Amalek as well. The Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tofresh Dalet, the Mechas Chinuch asks, he doesn't understand where does Rashi get it from, where do we find such a thing? Since you can't bring a raya from Shaul HaMelech, Rashi bring a raya from Shaul HaMelech, you can't bring a raya from there. That was a Ras Shaul. That was extra, you're right. That was a Nevuah. That was a Ras Shaul, the special occasion, Dafka over there. There you have to kill the animals of Amalek as well. Oh, but to learn from there that you always have to kill the animals of Amalek, you haven't got a raya. As they affect the Mechas Chinuch on Rashi in Parshas Ki Tse. So you blank Shre, it's Chodik on Rashi. There's no such mitzvah to kill the animals of Amalek as well. The Emma says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dav Chof, the Gemara says, Shalosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'kinisoson ha'oretz. There were three mitzvahs. When the Eden came into Eretz Yisrael, straight away they became a tzum. One of them was Lahamed Lamelech, to appoint a king. The second one was Lahachri Zara Shal Amalek, to wipe out Zera Amalek. And the third thing was Livnos Lam Beis HaPchiria, to build the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, I don't know which one comes first, which of the three mitzvahs came first. So the Gemara says, the Gemara learns that from a posuk, that says the Parshas B'Shalach, Melchom al Hashem ba'Amalek, Ki Yod al Keis Ko, Melchom al Hashem ba'Amalek. says kiyod al kase. Kase is loshen kisei, loshen of melucha. So first has to be kiyod al kase. You have to have a kisei melucha. First you have to have a melech in Klal Yisrael, and then you can have melchom al Hashem b'amolik. Then you can fight Amolik, have a war against them. So melech wants his first mitzvah was to appoint the king, and then afterwards the king should go and should make melchom and kill Amolik. So lechayre, the minute he came to Klal Yisrael, had a mitzvah. So they appointed the king. Yet Shaul HaMelech was the first king. So automatically, once he became a king, automatically he has a tzivui to go and to kill out Zera Amalek. So why do you have to have an extra nevuah? We have Shmuel had to come over to Shaul and tell him, "Koyim Hashem Tzvokhi said the extra nevuah, but kavtiyas Ash also Amalek leisol. Extra nevuah. What do you have to have extra nevuah for? We know it's mitzvah to kill Zera Amalek. You have to become. You have to be a king of Klal Yisrael. Say that. But once he became a king, so automatically he has to go and kill out Zera Amalek. So the Biskra wants to be Mechadish. Mechadish, you see from this Pasuk? No.
A reminder.
Okay. So Biskra wants to be Mechadish from here? No. Has to be Alpi Novi, you're right? So you learn from the Pasuk, it says, Melchom al Hashem ba'amolik, has to be Alpi Nevu. Can't stand me, even though it's a tzivui, but it has to be done Alpi Novi. If it's not done Alpi Novi, you can't stand as they go, even though you're king, you can't go and kill Azera Amolik. That's what it says, Melchom al Hashem, and that's why Shmuel had to have an exit Nevu Alpi Novi. The Novi tells him to go and kill out Amalek. Although Damas, according to Mecha Senech, which we just said, it could be Sishka and Rai from the story of what happened by Shaul, because it could be the Kasha. Why? He had to have an extra Nevu over here. The extra Nevu was to kill the animals as well, according to Mecha Senech. There was a Ruas Shaul over here to kill the animals. Normally there's no mitzvah to kill the animals of Amalek. Dafka over here was a Ruas Shaul. So that was a Nevu. Rather to kill Amalek, he didn't need a Nevu for that. He's a Melech. He's got a Chiv to kill Amalek. Here, because it was an extra tzivu to go and kill the animals of Amalek, that's why he had to have an extra nevuah to go and kill the animals. That's why he couldn't have shot, according to the Mechas Chinuch, why he had to have an extra nevuah.
You could argue that the Loshen then would be that when you are in the process of killing Amalek, make sure you kill the animals as well. Not to give tzivu to kill Me'odav Adisho.
So that was just, okay, like you said, reminder. The main nevuah was, right, to kill the animals. Yeah, while he's in the process, of course. Over here, in this case, he had the tzibur over here, the Ra'as Shaul, to go and kill the animals. Now let's carry on the psukim over here. It's mamish, for those who don't have a chumash yet, it's kedah to see inside the psukim, it's moridik, just to know the story, what happened over here. So the apostle carries on, after this week said the Pasha Zochri. So the story carries on that Shaul went, he took with him 10,000 people, and they went out to Amalek, they went to where Amalek was. And it says, "Vayach Shaul es Amalek, and Vayitvo es Agag Melech Amalek Chai." And they went and they caught him live, the king of Amalek, Agag Melech Amalek. There's Kolaom and the rest of the nation, the rest of the Amalekim, Hechlim Lefi Chorik. He took a sword and he killed all of them, but he kept Agag Melech Amalek. He kept him alive. Then Pasuk Tes it says, "Vayach Moel Shaul Vaom and Hedach Moles Al Agag," and he kept him alive, and not only on Agag. All the good animals, which they felt it was kedai not to kill them. They didn't want to go and kill off all the animals. The ones that weren't good, weak animals, that they killed. Of all the good animals, they kept them alive. So they kept Agog alive and all the good animals. So the apostle carries on. After he did that, he dvar Hashem el Shmuelim. Shmuel gets a nevuah from Hashem, and he tells him, "Nichamti ki imlachti Yeshua lemelech." Also, Yudalef. I have charotah that I appointed Shaul to become the king. Kishav me'achra, Dvorah lehekim. He didn't keep to my words. I tell him to kill up Amalek. He didn't kill them. So, Vayichal Shmuel. Shmuel gets all angry, and he goes, Vayashkim Shmuel like Shaul ba'beker, and he comes to Shaul and he asks him, "What's going on?" He didn't before he managed to ask him anything. Vayovei Shmuel el Shaul. He comes to the king. Straight away, before he starts telling him anything, Shaul tells him straight away, "Baruch atah Hashem, hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. I kept the dvar Hashem." He had a meiser. The pasuk says clearly, he didn't kill a dog, he didn't kill the animals, all the animals, and he comes along and Shaul says, without Shaul asking anything, and says, "Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem." So Shmuel asks him, "Vayem Shmuel, so what's meh? Umeh kol atzer azeh ba'ozna, what's all the, I can hear the sound from all the animals coming." It carries on the pasuk, if you jump to Pasuk Chof, Yom Shaul El Shmuel, Asher Shomati B'Kol Hashem. Again, he's repeating it. I listened to Kol Hashem, V'Elech Ba'Derech Asher Shlochani Hashem. V'Omis Agag, yes, and I'm bringing a gad, it's Amalek Yechamti, and the rest of Amalek are wiped out. And we took from the Sholol. Again, it's repeating the same thing, I kept the Vashem. Then the Pasuk of Bei Shmuel tells him, Remesh Shmuel, Achevetz Hashem, do you think Hashem wants your Kabbalahs, but this is Vachim, Kishmer Bekir Hashem? The Pasuk of Gimel, Yam Mo'asto Es Dva Hashem. You are Mo'is in Dva Hashem, therefore, Vahimas Chom Imelech. HaKosh Baruch Hu decided, you're not going to be king anymore. And then the Pasuk of Dalet, Shmuel says, Remesh Shmuel El Shmuel, you're right, Chotosi, I sinned, Ki Obati Es Pi Hashem Es Tvorech. What's going on a bit? Beginning, he tells him, Shabbati, I kept Dvar Hashem. And only when Shmuel told him those words, Ki Mo'astu Es Dvar Hashem, then Shaul agreed. Twice he disagreed, twice he came along and says, Shabbati Bekol Hashem, I listened to Kol Hashem. Only when he told him that Ya Mo'astu Es Dvar Hashem, then Shaul agreed. What's going on over here? Mamish Pele the Psukim. So there's Yedua Pshat Reb Chaim Briskler, there's a Muridik Pshat. Reb Chaim says the following. The Gemara says in the Dorim, the Flama Dalla, the Gemara says, somebody he sees in the street as a kicker a bread of Hegdish, a bread of Hefker. Hefker piece of bread. And the person comes along and says, I want this kicker, it's not mine, it's Hefker. I want this kicker to belong to Hegdish. Kicker should go to Hegdish. So the Gemara says, it's Chal the Hegdish, and if he eats it afterwards, he's Moil in Hegdish. Moil in Hegdish. So the Shoyim discuss, how can a person be magdish such a thing? It's not yours, it doesn't belong to you. How can you be mafkirit? So you could say, some Rishonim say, because the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Dalet Amish and Odom Koinislu. The four arms surrounding a person is Koinit to a person. So Mele belongs to him. So once it belongs to him, because the Kinin Dalet Amish, the Mele can be magdish it. However, some Rishonim, the Ram there, the Ram and the Rosh, they both say that with Dalet Amish over here, he's not Koinit. Doesn't belong to him.
When he done Amos, just take it.
But he didn't take it. Moses could take it. He could, right, he could take it. But he didn't. Moses says, he sees the kikos of Hefke, and he says it should be Hegdish, it's a chal the Hegdish. How's the Hegdish chal? So says the Ram, Meredik Echidish. Because he has the right, because we're talking about such a case where he's the only one there. It's in his Dalet Amos. No one else around him, no one else can see it. No, he's the only one there in that Dalet Amos. So the fact that he's the only one that could be Zeuch in the kikos, he could pick it up and be zeich in the kicker, so that gives him a right, even though it's not his, he can say it's Hegdish. Hegdish. Even though it's not his yet, it's Hefker. Because he's the only one there that could be zeich in the kicker on the piece of bread, so he has a right now to go and be Magdish's kicker. So says Reb Chaim, over here, Shaul, he felt bad. Rashi brings down, says, Vayorev Banochal, that Pshat is, he made a kalochem from Egla Arufa. Madoch Egla Arufa, we see that the Torah was so. You see a person who got killed, and the person says because of Nachal Egla Rufa, the murder, you have to bring Egla Rufa. So he felt bad to go and kill it, wipe out whole Amalek. So he wanted to keep the Melech Amalek al-Kupon, he wanted to keep him alive. And he felt bad, he says, all these animals over here, let's first discuss the animals of Amalek. He said, I've got opportunity over here to bring all these animals of Amalek, the good animals, to bring it as a korban. I want to bring it as a korban. But you can't bring it as a korban. What do you mean? You got a mitzvah to kill. He knew he had the mitzvah to kill. So he thought of himself, I've got a good eitz. I've got a good eitz. I shouldn't become a chuyiv to kill the animals of Amalek. How come? So Rabbi Chaim wants to be mechadish. He's only a chuyiv to kill the animals. First he has to be zeuch in the animals. He has to take in the hefker, because once they go to war, and they've got the right now, so it's hefker. So once it's hefker, you only got a chuyiv to kill the animals of Amalek if they belong to you. You zeuch them from hefker. Once it's zeuch from hefker, you got a chuyiv to kill them. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to be zeuch. Tefke, I'm not going to be zeuche. Straight away, before I'm zeuche into the animals, I'm going to be magdish it. Like we see from the Gemara, this kikos should hefke. It belongs to hefke. It's not mine, it's hefke. But it can be magdish it. So here also, Shaul said, it's hefke down these animals. And they're talking about eating there, it was all in their Dalet Amos, that they're the only ones that can be zeuche in these animals. So they went, and they were magdish it for a korban. So then it was never chal them the chiyuv to go and kill all these animals because they weren't zeuche in it. Look at the Pasuk Chof Aleph. Pasuk says, What's the word? Reishis means before they had a chiv to be machrim it, before they had a chiv to destroy it, they took this tzoynu boko, lizbarach Hashem, and they magnish it as a kom. So Mele, once they magnish it as a kom, there's no chiv to kill them. You're right. But the whole tziv is only chal after they should. Now, Kol Shochol take it, You're zoich in it. Once you're zoich, you have a chiv to go and kill them. He Shaul HaMelech, he decides he's going to find a way out of it.
Not the things.
What? Oh, but that's the Gemur, that's the Chiddush. But the Rishonim say in the Durim that if you're the only one that could be zoich in this kikah, it's not my tefkid. You're the only one that can be zoich, you have a right to be magdish. It's shaloi legabadeh, that's going to be magdish. It's gilis shaloi, because you're the only one that could be zoich, you have a right to be magdish. So they were the only ones that could be zoich.
That might help for the behemoth, doesn't help for
a goat. Oh, very good. So the violet talking about animals. So Meir says Reb Chaim, that's what Shaul HaMelech, he found himself an eitzah, how to get out of it, how to get out of the chiyuv to kill the animals, and he was mad, she has a kob. So Meir the whole time he says, I don't know what you want. Shomati b'kol Hashem. I didn't do anything against the Rotzon Hashem. Kosh Baruch Hu said yes, but I managed to find a way how to get out of it. So I wasn't over. I mean, you can't call me. I didn't have it. I did anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. You could say maybe I didn't do anything wrong. I had the cheshbon. I want to bring it as a kom. So he said it twice, and he still didn't agree. Then the pastor Chobei Shmuel tells me, "Oyem Shmuel, do you think Hashem ba'olus uzvachim? Do you think Hashem wants your kabbonis kishmoya instead of listening to kol Hashem?" Then the pastor Chobei Gimel says, "Yaan, you should know more astro as dvar Hashem." You're right. You can come and say, I didn't do anything wrong. Abba, you're a mayus to Hashem. You know Rotzon Hashem is. The Rotzon Hashem was to kill the animals. You came with your cheshbonus over here. You came with your shtikulach. I'm going to go and do a lomdish shazach over here. And I'm not going to become a chuyut to kill the animals. You're right. Abba, that's called mayus to Hashem. Like the Gemara says in Brochus. The Gemara says in Brochus, Lamed Hey. What's the difference between Doris Yishonim and Doris Achonim? So talking about Doris Yishonim, you had the person has tavua. They definitely wanted to be mischayev b'maisa. So the halacha is, you only have to bring meister if you bring it to the house, derech habayis. Or if somebody brings it through the roof, from the roof he brings it to the house, he does good derech habayis, he's not chayav the meister. So there is the shoyim, they want to become a chuyav the meister. They brought in the normal way. There is a chayav, they look to get out of it. So they go and they bring it derech hagad. So the main pshat is, a person shouldn't look for cheshbonis how to get out of doing mitzvahs, even though he's right. Oh, but that's not the way of doing Rotzon Hashem. So that's what he told them. Mo'asto es dva Hashem. So mele bazoi vayimasu lamelech. So when Shaul heard these words, he's got a different title, then he says already, and he already says, Ki ovarti es pi Hashem. Now he understood, he came to realize that if somebody is Moyes es Dva Hashem, he's not Mekai in the Rotzon Hashem, that's also considered ovarti es pi Hashem ve es tverecho, and then he agreed what Itaki did was wrong. That's the Pshat of Reb Chaim. The Oni Gyomtev has got a similar idea in Agdomer to Oni Gyomtev. He's got, it's the same halach, he's got a different cheshbon. How did he want to get out of killing the animals? Because we'll soon come, call to Reb Chaim, is still shveh, like you asked before, what's the dagog? Very good, why didn't he kill the animals? Oh, but the king, the Melech HaMolek, how did he get out of that? You don't have to be Zeuch and the king. The king of HaMolek, we'll soon come to that. So the Oni Gyomtev says on different cheshbon, he's got a different cheshbon, how did he get out of killing the animals and also of Agog? He wants time, like we said, we brought earlier the Gemara in the Sanhedrin. The Gemara said is Mavur. The whole chiyuv is only on a king. If you're Melech Yisrael, so the Yidin came to Yisrael, you have a Melech Yisrael, you have to point the king, and then you got to go and kill Azera HaMolek. So he wants to tie Nerish. Shaul said, he felt bad, so Shaul said, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to make myself, I want to have a din of a king. What do you mean, I want to have a din of a king? You want to have a din of a king? The Gemara says, Melech Shemochal al Kvoidu, Ein Kvoidu Mochal. A Melech Kam, a Mechal on his cover. That's only Pshat, it's called when he stays a Melech. He's still a Melech, he can't be Mechal on his cover. Oh, if a Melech says, I want to be Ois Melech, I'm not Melech anymore, he can do such a thing. So what do you do with it? The Mishnah says in Horus, the Mishnah says there's a special korban if a Melech doesn't have Avera, he doesn't bring the same korban as a normal Poshti, as a normal lead. He brings a different korban. And the one says that in Horus, what's called a Melech, the Mishnah says that if... The Mishnah says in Horus... Mikol mitzvah, but Pesach Vayikra says Mikol mitzvah is Hashem alekov. If it's Oydan Kol mitzvah is Hashem alekov, so the Mishnah dashens she'ein al gabov el Hashem alekov. If it's somebody, such a person, he's only got above him, he's only scared of Hashem alekov. A normal person is scared of Melech Bosav Adom as well, he's scared of the king. Oh, but the king himself, he's only got above him Hashem alekov, so he's got a chiv to bring, he doesn't bring a kiss boy, a seira, he brings a soy for when he doesn't have it. So maybe you see from the Mishnah, what's the definition of a king? The definition of a king is, he's not scared of anyone, he's only scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Yisrael is only scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's got a din of a melech. Here, Shaul said, in order to become, he shouldn't have a din of a king, what's he going to do? He's going to make himself, he's scared of other people. Once he's scared of other people, he's got from him a murder of boss of the dawn, he has no din of melech anymore. So Pasuk says in Pasuk Chav Dalet, but you know why Chatosi? Because I was scared from the nation. So once I was scared from them, I didn't have a din melech. If I don't have a din melech, so I'm not listening, they could. So then, let's say he learns Pshat. How did he get out of killing the behemoths? He got out of it by saying, I'm not a melech. If I'm not a melech, I don't have a chiv anymore to kill. So if I don't have a chiv to kill, so then he can't have a tiny army. But according to his malach, he's also miyushiv on Agog as well. He says, he's got no chiv to kill Agog because he doesn't have a din melech. What Shrek calls this Malach is, so why did he kill the rest of Amalek? If he's not a Melech, why some animals you did kill, the rest of the nation of Amalek, he did kill. Mon of Shech, are you a Melech? You're not a Melech. When he comes to Agog, you're not a Melech. When he comes to everyone else, you are a Melech. So this is Shrek calls this Malach. Whereas the contrary of Chaim is Meyushev, why the animals, he didn't want to kill, those animals they didn't want to kill, he was Magdish them, so those animals are never a Chiv. Oh, but now what's with Agog? Contrary of Chaim's Pshat. So you have to look for a different pshat. Why he didn't want to kill Agog, Melech Amalek? How come he didn't kill him? So the pasuk goes right, and the pasuk says, "Oh,
with the animals of Amalek, Hefka.
Huh?
With the animals of Amalek, Hefka.
Of course, they have to, yeah.
They didn't belong to Amalek."
No, you killed them. It's Melchom, you go to Melchom, you kill the Molech. So it's Hefke. It's Sholom. It was Hefke. So before they was Eichen it, that's when he was Magdish it. Oh. So.
Hektisch is Gelatulis.
What?
Hektisch is Gelatulis completely, because all those animals were all our
Kishers.
They were not really animals, they were people.
That's Rashi. Rashi. I'm sorry, Rashi, yeah. Oh. So. Pasuk says, the Mishkrov is beginning of the Pasha, it says, on the, he had the Tzivui. So, Koyom Hashem Tzvokoyz. After Lech Mekisa Samalek. In Pasuk. Pasuk Yudches, it says that by Shlach Hashem Aderech, by Yemel Lech veHachramto Esachatoyim Esamolik. Why does it explain? Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him Lech veHachramto Esachatoyim Esamolik. What's the two things? Esachatoyim Esamolik. So Bisgrov wants to bring it right from here. There's a famous shit to Rambam. Rambam holds that even though it's a chiv to kill Zera Amolik, or if when you approach Amolik, they're willing to do peace with you. If they're willing to be machni themselves through peace, or they're mekabel on themselves sheva mitzvahs bnei noach, there's no chiv to kill them. Whole chiv to kill them is called man. They're not mashlim in chomer, and they don't keep zayin mitzvahs bnei noach. So b'skramos, that's trying to postulate. It says about vayem lech racham b'tzach chatoim. You have to call them the chatoim. They don't even call themselves zayin mitzvahs bnei noach. They're still chatoim, and therefore you still got a mitzvah to kill them. Called man. If they're not chatoim, they're mekabel on themselves sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. There's no chiv to kill them. Oh, but if they're still chatoim, then you got a chiv to kill them. Smeller. The son of the Bitzkov wanted to say, the Rebbe wanted to say, as it could be, how did he get out of himself from killing Agog? He got out of it, then he went over to Agog, and he told him, if you want to stay alive, then you should be a mekabel of himself, shev mitzvah bnei noach. If you're a mekabel of himself, shev mitzvah bnei noach, then there's no chiv to kill you. So that's how he got out, out of killing Agog. And his medag, the post later says, interesting, after the whole story, so then Shmuel got hold of Agog, and the post says, Apostle Gamma base, Vayom Shmuel, Agishu Elias, Agag Melech Amalek, bring me Agog, Vayelech Elov, Vayom Agog, Ochin, and the Apostle said, Alamut Gimel, Vayom Shmuel, Kashe, Shiklo, Noshim Harbecho, came, Tishkaon, Minoshim, Mecho, Vayishase Shmuel, Esagog. He went and he killed him. So the Apostle is mashing, why did he kill him? He says, Kashe, Shiklo, Noshim Harbecho, Rashi explains, like you went and you were a murderer and you killed many other people, came, Tishkaon, Minoshim, Mecho, I'm also going to kill you. His mashma killed him in the Nerzech, not Medin because he was there Amalek. Why didn't he kill him called Azera Amalek? He only killed him in dinner itself. Look in Yalkut, the Yalkut Shemoni says, as when he killed him, he says, Dono, he was done in Bedin Benerach. He gave him a din of Benerach. Like Benerach, you don't need Eidim,
You don't need Asra. That's how you killed him as well. If you kill him on Zera Molik, of course you don't aid him in Asra. You have to. He's Zera Molik. Vice versa, he didn't kill him in Zera Molik. He only killed him in Ritzia. Why not in Zera Molik? So Kodro says, very good. Pshat is because Vibaltas, he was a couple on himself, Sheva Mrs. Benenach. So it's like, no, he to kill him in Amolik. He's like, he did in a way, because now he's a couple on himself, Sheva Mrs. Benenach. Now it's like, I can't kill him outside Amolik. You have to find a new reason why I killed him. He killed him in Ritzia. So we'll just finish off by saying there's a murder to work. Later on, what happened in the Pasuk? So, after the whole story, the Pasuk says that. So Shaul wanted to do tshuva. He says, Chotosi, Kovati, Espi Hashem, Va'ato Sol, Pasuk Chofei, Va'ato Sol, Es Chotosi, please forgive my Avera, Veshuv Imi, Veshtach Ben Hashem. Yoyim Shmuel El Shaul, Lo Osher Imcho, Ki Va'ato Es Dva Hashem, Va'imos Hashem Yus Melech. You know, you can't be king anymore. Sure. Pasuk says, Vaita, Va'isev Shmuel, Leches, Shmuel went, and he held onto his Me'il, and he told Va'ikora, and he told him, Korah Hashem Es Malchus Yisrael. So what happened over here? Why Taka? He wanted to do tshuva. Why wasn't he mekabel his tshuva? He wanted to do tshuva. Says Bistro, Meshchachma say both the same pshat, Meri Dikke pshat. Rambam says, Hilchas Seder HaTorah, and Rambam states, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a nevuah to a Novi, if it's a nevuah, Lera, a nevuah is going to happen bad things to Kali's soul, then it could change. Pshat is, if he didn't do tshuva, then the nevuah could change. However, if the nevuah is L'Toyva, if it's going to be a nevuah that's L'Toyva for Yenna, Then of course, Rachel came and chose to even if Chas Shalom, the Yid, it was al Tanai, or if the Yid no good. Once it was Nevu in the Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu cannot be chose from that Nevu. So men is not over here; they are both over here. First of all, it was Nevu Lera. Nevu Lera, he's taking away the Melucha now from Shaul. Shaul is not going to be king anymore. So from Nevu, the fact that Nevu Lera, he could do tshuva. Nevu Lera, he could be chose. Or Mitzat Sheni, in the same time, there was also Nevu in the Torah. That who's the next man? David HaMelech is going to be king. So there's also Nevu in the Torah for David. So maybe you're right. Mitzat Hakishol Amelech, Mitzat his nevuah, I could be chayzer. But he told him, as in Pesach Chofches, Korah Hashem es Mamlechus Yisrael, that's a nevuah lero. But the second thing is, Unisono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Reach HaTov Mimecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're giving the Meluchah to somebody else. Once I've given the Meluchah to somebody else, the nevuah l'toyv, I can't be chayzer anymore. So if I can't be chayzer, so for me, as the Meila Bazoi, you can't become a king again. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from me, gave it to somebody else. So Meila Taka, Shaul agreed to that, and the Pasuk says weiter. Vayom echotosi, Yirai takedu davera, and that's why the Pasuk says, Gam neitzach Yisrael lo yishake. The Pasuk says, Kushwach kam yimshake, kam yichoyzer from yenu nevuah, nevuah l'toyva, for Dovda HaMelech, you kam yichoyzer from yenu nevuah. So Vayom told him, Chotosi, aber ato kabdeni, Yirai, aber dvayl am still a melech, dvayl bi mechabed, mi amok together. And that I listened to. So Mele, that's how the Pasuk let's try and Pasuk. It's similar to Meshach Chochma, just finished off Meshach Chochma Pashas. Miketz, Meshach Chochma says the same thing, same idea he says by the Chalomis, which Yosef told when he interpreted the Chalomis, he told Paroi, "V'ato yere Paroi, Paroi should make sure now to a point for the next 7 years should be Sheva. They should gather all the Tvur." So everyone asked the Kasha, "What's up? Yosef is the advisor of the king over here?" So Meshach Chochma says, "No, because of Chalom is the beginning of a nevuah. Echol meshishim benevuah. A Chalom is like a nevuah. So it's as if Paroi had nevuah that the next for 7 years he's going to have 7 years of hunger and there won't be food from Mitzrayim. So this is nevuah lero, or it could be chayzer. Such a nevuah if the Mitzrayim decide to do tshuva for some reason, it could be chayzer. It's a nevuah lero. Or Rabbi Yosef told him no, because the Gemara says as from the fact that there was hunger in Mitzrayim and Yosef gathered tshuva." So the whole world all came to Mitzrayim, and all the money from the whole world all ended up in Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim, that was the Nevuah L'Toyva from Mitzrayim. So they have caused also Nevuah L'Toyva, so they have a Kami Chayz in this Nevuah. It's definitely going to happen that there's going to be a hunger. So he told them, after year, no, because this is a chelik of Nevuah L'Toyva, that you should go and gather the Tvur, that it should be money from the whole world coming to Mitzrayim. So maybe therefore you Kami Chayz from Yen and Nevuah. Yeah.
I'm not going to ask the kid to introduce the class.